All right, we're approaching Pesach. We know the Poskim teach us that 30 days before Pesach, a person should begin to consider all the different dinim, and I can tell you there's a lot of dinim with Hilchot Pesach. I'm sure you're all familiar. But as we contemplate the Seder, so Rabbi Eider points out that at the Seder we have five mitzvot. There are two mitzvot min haTorah and three drabanan. The two mitzvot min haTorah are Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have the mitzvah of relating the exodus from Egypt and achilat matzah, eating the matzah. And then Bizman Hazeh, Maror is a din drabanan. And then we also have the mitzvah of Arba Kosot, also a din drabanan, and Halel, the Halel recitation of Halel. There are other mitzvahs also that you can come up with, but they don't relate specifically to the Seder. Let's say you have the mitzvah of Kiddush on whether it's Friday night or Yontiv, and then on Yontiv it's Machlok Rishonim, whether it's been a Torah or a drabanan. But we're focusing just on the mitzvahs that are on the night of the Seder. But the emes is that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we'd have the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, according to the Rambam, has 16 mitzvot connected with it. So, as much as we're talking about, here we have 5 mitzvot, but if we'd have Beis HaMikdash, the Korban Pesach, we have 16 mitzvot connected with the Korban Pesach. Now, a lot of them are lavim, but it means that the main enchilada, like the main piece, is missing from us, unfortunately, but it still occupies a central point in the whole Seder Halayla, which is what it's called, the Seder. Now, one of the dinim that's brought down in the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim is the mitzvah of tzali. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, "Makom shna gula called tzaliba le pesachim ochlin." If the minhag of the place is to have roasted meat on the night of the Pesach, you could eat it in the night of the Seder. "Makom shna gula shlolo cholain ochlin." If the minhag is not to have tzali, not to have roasted meat, then you don't have it. So it means like this: the Korban Pesach has a mitzvah of sliyesh, not just roasted, it has to be sliyesh, it has to be roasted from the fire. So the heat source has to be directly from the fire. So the Gemara learns, let's say I have metal that's connected to the Korban Pesach, and the metal is heated by the fire, that's not called sliyesh. So it wouldn't be good for the mitzvah. So since the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is to have something which is roasted, so today there's a minhag not to have something which is roasted, because we don't want, and the way Rashi brings it down is we're afraid that people think that you're allowed to be makdish kachim bizmanazeh and eat kachim b'chutz. So we don't want people to think such a thing. In other words, that you could declare korban bizmanazeh. Now, all the posts can bring down that Ashkenazim have adopted the minhag not to eat tzli on Leil Pesach. That's a davar muskam. So Ashkenazim don't eat tzli. So then the $64,000 question begins. You know, I don't know if people think of it this way. What is tzali? What makes meat roasted? Now, first, when we talk about tzali, so the Machaber brings down that it's not just, again, the Korban Pesach would be a keves or a gedi, which would be a lamb or a goat. But the post can bring down that the prohibition of tzali even applies to other animals. The Machaber says if you have the minhag not to have tzali, which we said is, well, Ashkenazim have that minhag, so then basar egel, a calf, nobody ever brought a korban pesach from a calf, but you can't, even if you're having a calf, beef, you can't have a tzali. Or basar oak, you're having poultry on the night of the Seder, also can't be tzali. That's the minhag encompasses that as well. So what exactly makes something roasted? So if you think it through, you know, any cooking involves a heat source and the meat. So we start off with that. I have the meat and I have the heat source. So what is, and I can't have roasted, I can't have barbecued, I can't have, broiled. But so that seems pretty straightforward. But the fly in the ointment comes up, I think, with something that was called sleek kedar. Sleek kedar is, it's interesting, the term sleek kedar is mentioned in the Gemara, and the English is pot roast, but it's almost a direct translation from the Hebrew. Pitzli is like roast, and kedar is like pot. It's interesting. So pot roast is something which is cooked in its own juices. In other words, like, so let's say I take a bird, I put it in a pot, and I stick it in the oven, and then it's cooking, and there are juices coming out of the bird, or the meat, or whatever, but that's called sli kedar. So the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim discusses, if I take the Korban Pesach, so everybody would bring the Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they bring it home in that afternoon, and then they cook it for the Seder. So the cooking is up to everybody to cook it on their own. So let's say if I cook the meat as Sli Kedar, so the Gemara says, will I be Chayav Malkot? Will it be Chayav Lashes, because I violated the Mitzvah Torah, that I'm not allowed to, it has to be Sliyesh, and Al Toklu Menu Nava Shemu Shavavayim. I can't cook it any other way. So will I be over on lav? So it's a machloket tanayim. Will I be chayv malkot for tzli kedar or not? But Tosus brings down, everybody agrees that tzli kedar is pasul. Everybody agrees that if I cook good pot roast, it's not good for the korban pesach. So that would make me think, well, I'm okay. So then if I have tzli, but it's not the way the poskim take it. So where most poskim, I should say. So most poskim say that pot roast is prohibited. And it's because it's marred ayin, that people will think that sliyesh is also permissible. So now it starts getting a little more dicier, right? Now it's a little dicier. So, you know, I'm not married, but let's say you have a wife. She sticks the bird in the oven. It's not roasted. She stuck it in the pot in the oven. But it's really, according to most poskim, if it's sli kedar, it is roasted. So now I'm running into a problem with roasted meat. So the antidote to roasting meat is water. Water is like the universal solvent. It's the universal. If something is boiled, it's not tzli. That's the opposite. If it's boiled, so many some from people, not so much here in Great Neck. Some people have boiled meat on Leil Pesach. Then there's definitely no problem. It's called gedem to flesh. But if you're cooking the meat, you want to add as much water as possible to the pot. In other words, you want to add water there. What's up?
Is that because the animals' own juices don't boil as easily as water does?
No. You mean what's the difference?
Just said, the water makes it boil.
No. Because it looks, in other words, I'm cooking meat without water. It looks similar to roasting. So people would think I can allow to roast the meat. So I shouldn't do that. So in Akinami, that's what the Gemara says about Tzli Kedar. It's not kosher for the Korban Pesach. So that's something to keep in mind and to try to avoid on Leil HaSeder. Now, there's another din. It doesn't come up so much this year because the first night of the Seder is Friday night. Let's say a lot of people have a roasted shank bone as part of the Seder plate. There we want something for Zikaron, for the Korban Pesach. Not that it's Korban Pesach. But that meat we don't eat the night of the Seder. We don't eat it the night of the Seder. But let's say a person wants to roast the meat that night. You know, let's say it wouldn't be a Friday night. I want to roast the meat because I want to have something to put on the Seder plate. So then I'm not allowed to do malacha, which is not for Tzorach Yontiv. In other words, I'm allowed to cook if I'm going to eat on Yontiv. If I'm going to cook something, but I'm not going to eat it on Yontiv, then I'm not allowed to cook it. In other words, so the Mishnah Berurah brings that down. He says that if you're not going to eat the meat, then you can't roast it. You understand what I'm saying? So unless you intend to eat it the next day. Otherwise you can't roast it. Now, another issue that comes up, which the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, is liver. Liver as a matter of halakha is always roasted, right? Any liver you have is always roasted. So liver, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, liver is not a good thing to eat at the Seder, because liver, by definition, is roasted meat. And you don't want to have the roasted meat on the Leil HaSeder. Okay, those are just some ideas. I'll tell you one last thing in the story. I tell you, I went into a place, this was not here in Great Neck, please, I need everybody's attention. Okay, please, just 1 minute. So I went to a place, so this is a couple of years ago, and it was right before Pesach, and it was a frum place, obviously, but they were selling roasted chickens. I remember, and I thought it was clear that the people were buying it for the Seder, and I don't know if I spoke to the Mashkiach or the proprietor there. I remember speaking. I said, how can you do this? I said, you should have some notice here, something like that, that they shouldn't use it for the Seder. So he says to me, it was a shtickel Torah. He says, well, it's not roasted the way like the Mishnah says to roast the Korban Pesach. Like there's a whole Seder in the Mishnah how to roast the Korban Pesach. It must have been the Mashkiach. He said, I didn't think that answer was great. In other words, like the Mishnah says, how do you roast the Korban Pesach? You take like a shvot shel rimon, you take a branch of a pomegranate tree, you stick it through the animal. So it's not being done that way. But anyway, but you get the idea with the... What? Right, that theoretically could be the case. But I didn't have the sense that that's why they were being sold, but I don't know. But you're right, that could be. Okay, and that's it. Any questions?